Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Billy Manning Show, episode 11. I am your host, once again, Billy Manning, and I wanted to create that sound effect was called tension, and I wanted to create that because it's October, my favorite month of the year as we prepare for Halloween, and I wanted to have a sense of fear, that moment when you're watching a scary movie, and it's not... You know a jump scare's coming, but you don't know when it's going to come out and get you. So that is why I chose that one for this week. Now, I've always been big into Halloween and fall, and I have my reasons. The changing of the leaves. I went walking today, and I'm like, how awesome is this that the leaves are changing colors, they're falling. I was actually walking, and some leaves fell. As I was walking over, and then I went and got a haircut and groceries, and I was coming home, I saw a flock of birds, it looked like crows, going circling, which sometimes that to certain people that are superstitious, that is a sign of a bad omen. So it was very eerie and very interesting, and it got me thinking about things, but for my story and such. But yes, we are in October. It's awesome. Glad to be part of the show this week. It's been really fun doing this podcast so far. I've had a good time with it. I believe this is episode 11 already. And the weeks have really flown by here as I get later into the podcast. And working nights, I woke up at 3 a.m. just wired. Could not go back to sleep. I talked to a buddy of mine on Xbox Live, and we had a conversation for, I want to say, 4 hours, and we just caught up on everything because it had been a little bit, and, you know, just such a great day, and I'm thankful to be able to do this for you guys, and I would love to have you guys on as a guest, so let me know. Anyways, I have a friend of mine. His name is Shay. You may know him from work. But he is looking to raise some money for a mobile cafe for his coffee. It's excellent. I tried the hazelnut. It has a smooth flavor every time. Do me a favor. Go on to greenskycoffee.com. Put your order in. Put the code BILLY10. That's Billy10. No capital letters, no spaces, 10% off your order. And if you order over $35, you will get free shipping on your order. It is worth every penny. This coffee is smooth. It's a medium roast for most of his stuff. Really good. You don't have to put a lot of grounds in to make your coffee taste awesome. I had a cup of the hazelnut this morning. First time trying it. Delightful. Every single drop. And it gets my day started and gives me energy to get me going. So check out greenskycoffee.com. This week, I have a lot of things to talk about. We are going to start with goosebumps. Now, I have a funny story for you. And stories, they tend to stick around for a long time, you know, and it's interesting because storytelling has always been a part of various cultures. You know, a lot of cultures have a lot of big differences, but most of them have storytelling that is passed on from generation to generation. Some of them are recorded, some of them are undocumented. But in the age of technology, these stories can now be saved. One perk of being so connected is we can save these stories and listen to them. Somebody might come across this podcast 100 years and go, wow, this was interesting. But maybe, maybe not, and that's fine. But the point is I'm trying to entertain you now, and I want to talk to you guys about goosebumps. Viewer beware. So, and I've watched the Goosebumps movies with Jack Black. Goosebumps, Haunted Halloween. Very good films, very fun. But what I was looking for, this is how old I am. When I was a kid, my parents had a VHS player. Some of you may have these, and now they have VHS DVD combos, but now you're seeing Blu-ray and DVD players and ultra HD or 4K is what you would call it. So my dad and mom had a couple of the old school Goosebumps movies. And one of them is A Night in Terror Tower. And I was looking for this thing. Didn't really have a lot of luck looking to where I could stream it online. So I was thinking maybe I would have to buy, maybe I would get lucky and maybe they've come out with it on DVD. But I was looking around and come to find out the movies I was looking for, Swamp Fever and A Night in Terror Tower, was the Werewolf of Fever Swamp. So how it works is on Netflix, Goosebumps 1998, it has four seasons plus the specials. So the specials, and I haven't watched this one yet, but they have The Haunted Mask, Part 1 and Part 2, A Night in Terror Tower, which is my favorite, Part 1 and Part 2, The Werewolf of Fever Swamp, Part 1 and Part 2, The Haunted Mask 2, Welcome to Dead House, The Night of the Living Dummy, How I Got My Shrunken Head. So really, they have all of these Goosebumps specials. So the specials were made into movies. So I did not realize this. And Goosebumps, R.L. Stine is a creative genius. And when he made the Goosebumps books, it kept you up at night. It gave you a sense of dread. And, you know, you didn't want to go into the basement. And you didn't want to go into the woods alone. So it's like the old Grimm's Tales. It was to keep kids from wandering into places that were considered dangerous. And it was stories that, if you think about it, yes, it was scary and they were fun to tell. And if you had older siblings, me being the oldest, I scared my siblings with it. But there were things that went bump in the night. And so there were reasons for you to actually not want to go out. And it actually may have saved people from danger, because on a full moon, you know, werewolf stories, so kids stayed in. So really, back in the day, a lot of these stories were created just to put fear in children and prevent them from wandering off too far from home. So it was actually very clever. But I went back and watched the original Goosebumps, some of these movies and such. And they're really, really good. Now I want to find the Goosebumps books. And I was looking at some websites, and some of them have like the first 10 or the first 20. I want to get all of them because I'm such a big – I forgot how big of a fan I was. So the story I'm going to tell you is something that happened when I was in school. So I grew up in a small town of Franklin, Illinois. And how it worked was preschool was done – in a small building. Kindergarten, first grade were done in another building. Now, this school is old. It's over, I think, 100 years old. And, you know, when you left first grade, you went second, third, fourth, and fifth over in Alexander, which is like, I think, like a 9-mile drive over there. And then you would go from 6th through 12th to Franklin Junior, Senior High School. And I have some stories about that as well at some point. But here's what happened. Mrs. Cave, my first grade teacher, was amazing. At the end of each school year, she invited you to come to the school for a sleepover. And it was kind of like a farewell to first grade and to East Grade School in Franklin, Illinois. So what happened was she told us to each bring some movies we wanted to have people watch. And I remember growing up as a kid, I was into X-Files, Goosebumps, wrestling when I was 3 or 4. So I was really young watching this kind of stuff. So I brought Goosebumps A Night in Terror Tower on VHS. And I went to the school with the VHS. And a lot of kids were like, oh my God, it looks so scary. No, Goosebumps is creepy. There was like one other boy. He gave me a high five. And we became friends after that. He was like, yeah, Goosebumps, man. So I guess I've always been drawn to the weird or the supernatural or the downright eerie and creepy. But I remember bringing the Goosebumps movie and scaring all the other classmates. And from then on, I was known as the weird kid. Great. I guess there are worse nicknames to and worse titles to be honored upon somebody. So being known as the weird kid was okay with me. To this day, I'm not really that weird. It's more of I'm goofy and maybe awkward at times. But sometimes it's hard for me to have intellectual conversations with people because people are surprised I can do that. You know, I graduated with my bachelor's in elementary education with 3.7 GPA from Edwardsville. And I've always thought outside the box, so to speak. Sometimes you just climb in the box and think in there. I tried that before. It didn't work out too well. But people who are like me, maybe we're not the weirdest people. It's just that we think differently. So the process that our minds go through are different than typical. So that's the start of this week's episode. I have much more to talk about today. And maybe I'll get into more of my school experiences. But it was all interesting. I hope you guys are all staying safe out there, at least as safe as you can right now, with COVID-19 going on. Now, speaking of the weird, my buddy and I messaged him about potential trip next year, depending on what's going on with COVID, if there's a vaccine available that has been approved by CDC, and they say, hey, this is going to work, I will take it, and hopefully by next year, later next year, it'll be ready. But I was talking to my buddy about whether to go to Salem or Florida, and he said Sales, which I'm assuming Salem, just a typo or something. But anyways, the reason I want to go to Salem, if you've read The Crucible, it's interesting. Salem, of course, is considered the Halloween slash haunted capital of the United States. And what is so interesting about it is a lot of people were pointing fingers saying, they're a witch, they're a witch. And really, there was no concrete evidence, as you would call it in today's world, to really say that anyone was a witch. And Giles Corey, his last words as he was being stoned to death was, more weight. He went out like a true legend. But I want to go to see everything because they've turned this whole month of October into a festival, as the same thing with Oregon, which I eventually want to go there for the Halloween Town Festival. But anyways, Salem with the witches and stuff and everything, it would be really interesting just to see. And not only that, I minored in history. When I went to Edwardsville, I had my degree, minor in that. And I wanted to go to Salem for the history and the supernatural, both to my two favorite things, or spooky things and history. And then also I want to go to the Revolutionary War stuff. I want to go to Concord because prominent writers such as Nathaniel Hawthorne and Louisa May Alcott came from Concord. And I think it would be really cool to go see some of these places that I've read about or have this inspired so many people to partake in writing. And so Salem would be a good trip. Ideally, we'd have like, say, four people. Your driver, navigator, passenger would be the navigator. Then after 3 hours, driver becomes navigator, navigator becomes driver. And then after another 3 hours, those two go to the back people come to the front, and the people in the back then can nap after that and take turns sleeping, driving, that sort of thing, stopping for whenever you need to go to the bathroom or for lunch. But yeah, it would be a very fun trip and very informational. And I think that it would be a very good trip to take. So that is something I would like to look at. But witchcraft, I think, is misunderstood. And I won't get too much into that. But anyways, Salem would be fun. I want to, and Florida, of course, just because you could build your own lightsaber or droid at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. So that's really interesting. And those are trips that I would look forward to taking. Now, when it comes to Halloween, my big thing is decorating. So I've got my animatronics. the three of them set up. I have my twin-headed doll with the fake blood, traditional plug-in jack-o'-lantern that I didn't have, but I have now because I feel like that has to be part of any sort of Halloween display, even though it's kind of cheesy. I always feel like that it's probably the most important thing to have because it's tradition. And tradition, yeah. But some things need to be kept traditional, and I think that's one thing that shouldn't go away are the jack-o'-lanterns and the pumpkins and carving the pumpkins and that sort of thing. So really, there's this whole culture now and this whole group of people who go out and seek hauntings and such. And it's really fascinating to me because the adrenaline of it is what makes like haunted houses so much fun. It's an adrenaline rush. And I think that's why I also enjoy Dead by Daylight, the video game, because if you're playing as the killer, the matches go by quick because you're literally trying to get people, put them on hooks, and stop them from escaping. Whereas if you're the survivor, you're trying to get a generator going. You have the eerie music playing that keeps you on edge the whole time. Then you have the killer that's after you, and you have to get the generator's power. Or if you're the last one left, you have to find the hatch or get the last generators, then open the gate, which can take like 25, 30 seconds, I do believe, to maybe it's 20 to unlock, and then you have to escape. So there's just a lot of adrenaline in that. And I think thrill seekers, I don't like heights, so I seek my thrill elsewhere, like going to haunted houses and such. But I've been to a lot of the good ones, like Creepy World was my favorite because it was like a 10-in-1 kind of thing where you pay and it takes like a half hour to 40 minutes to go through all of that. I remember just being just fascinated with the level of detail and how great the actors were in portraying their characters and really just making Halloween fun. And it's become such a phenomenon that adults partake in the festivities as well. And I think it keeps that inner childhood alive in some aspects, in some ways. And I think it's important that you still go out and have fun and partake in Halloween in some way. And people are complaining because trick-or-treating might be canceled, which I understand, safety precautions. But I still think you can sit at home, decorate, do some DIY decorations as well, and store-bought. Because there's something fun about making your own stuff as well and really encouraging creativity to come out. And I think that's really cool. But Halloween is just such a fun time. And fall in general, like I said, today was just such a beautiful day. I went out for a walk this morning at about, I want to say it was like 7 a.m. And so it was 58 degrees. It was a pleasant morning to walk. I had a jacket on. I had my headphones in and my hood up. And, you know, it's just a very fun way to start the day. So I hope you guys get to find some way to enjoy Halloween, whether that's watching movies, eating candy, making your own decorations, whatever that is, just do it and have fun and really enjoy the time that you're getting with friends, family, or even if you're by yourself, you could still have fun. I know I do. Coming up next, I will be doing some movie reviews, so stay tuned for that. As promised, I'm going to be reviewing a couple of movies. So I sat down Thursday night and I watched American Pie Presents Girls Rules. And it had that raunchiness that you would expect from American Pie, but it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. I mean, I like kind of raunchy stuff and funny humor, but it actually had, it has a female Stifler, but it actually had a very good story and messages about the importance of friendship and stuff. And it's on Netflix right now. It went directly to Netflix. It did not go to theaters, and it was really good. So it's about four female friends and just about their friendships and stuff, and really just the importance of being loyal. And I think, you know, you got to find that group that you mesh with, and they do this within the film, and there's character development. It's really funny. There's a lot of good laughs. I was entertained throughout the entire film, and you know a movie is good Because when you're at the theater, it's one thing because you put your phone on silent or turn it off. Whereas when you're at home, you have so many ways to get distracted. Like if I'm at work, I love watching wrestling on breaks because I have nothing else I could be doing really. But if I'm at home, I have my phone, I have my laptop that I'm recording this on right now. I have my TV and Xbox. So there's just books. There's just so much to be distracted by. And so why a movie's good to me when you're at when you're watching at home or a TV show if you don't have your phone out. I had my phone on the charger and I was thoroughly enjoying the film, and it has a good story, and I think you guys should check it out. If you're an American Pie fan or if this is your first slice, this is a good film for you. I'm going to give it 2 pieces of warm apple pie up, whatever that means. But it was really enjoyable, and it was predictable, but sometimes predictable is good. You know, sometimes it's nice to know that a story is going to play out in a great way, in a fun way, in the right way, or at least what you would do for the characters. I was kind of some foreshadowing. I was like, oh, I hope this happens with this character, and this happened to this character. This did happen in that film. So sit back and enjoy the ride sometimes, even though you know what your destination is going to be. Sometimes you just sit back, roll down the windows, take in the nice, pleasant breeze that the journey of the story takes you on. So that's what I recommend for that. And then today, after getting a haircut, after getting groceries, I decided to sit down and watch the new Adam Sandler film on Netflix. And that movie is called Hubie Halloween. And let me tell you guys something. There's a lot of credits and after credits, like jokes and stuff. But it says 1 hour 43 minutes. I would put that more at about 1 hour 29, 1 hour 30, 1 hour and a half. And Hubie is this, he's a character that means well, but you can tell he's not the brightest marker in the Crayola crayon box. So if that tells you anything, it's a very entertaining comedy that doesn't overstay its welcome. There are some good cameos in there. There's just a lot of running gags. There's a lot of funny stuff, but they're consistent with it. And I really enjoyed it. And I've always enjoyed Adam Sandler's films. The only one I really didn't like was Jack and Jill, but the rest of his films I've liked. And Netflix, right now it's number one in the US. So if that tells you anything, Hubie Halloween stars Adam Sandler. And it's off the wall, and the synopsis is neighbors mock him, cops ignore him, but Hubie's got a hunch the Halloween Salem is going to be extra scary this year. So basically he means well, he gets made fun of, but if Bobby Boucher had a cousin, Hubie is it. And sit back and enjoy it. There's a lot of funny things, and there are points in the film where funny scenes are happening and the kids are trying not to laugh. So you just know that it's just fun and enjoyable throughout. And I'm a big Sandler fan. I love his style of humor. Sometimes it's over the top and goofy, but you need that sometimes. You just want to be able to sit back for 1.5 to 2 hours and just enjoy it. So I highly recommend these two films. Within the next week or two, if you have time, I have a long watch list that continues to seem like it is going to be never ending. There's that Enola Holmes with Millie Bobby Brown, who plays Elle in Stranger Things. There's Emily in Paris, which stars Lily Collins, which looks fantastic. It's number 2 in the US today, so I need to check it out. Sleepy Hollow, I've seen it before, but it is now on Netflix. Scream, the MTV series. So there's just a lot of stuff. The Devil All the Time with Tom Holland. There's a lot of interesting stuff that I think is worth watching on there. But Halloween is going to be really fun this year, I have a feeling. And if nothing else, I'm going to watch the Halloween Town films in a marathon at home, have some friends over, eat some candy, watch some movies, eat some real food that I'll probably cook, and just finding ways to stay entertained. I think if you can keep your mind occupied, that is such an important thing, and it goes a long way because it keeps you going and it's really enjoyable. Life is more enjoyable, I think, when you slow down and get creative and let creativity just flood you at times. So, and I've been working on my book. I've had to restart a few times, and at first I was discouraged, but now I'm more than determined than ever because I realized some of my own writing flaws and different ideas I had about writing that were inaccurate, and you know, there's always room for improvement. There's always more to learn about anything in life, and we're always learning and always growing. But I looked to do some more writing, and I realized my story wasn't going necessarily as fast as I wanted it to. The speed in which I was able to come up with ideas. But what it was I realized, based on what the central ideas around what actually gets all of this to roll into motion, it wasn't the beginning of the story. So I have to go back and put in a few chapters of the characters that actually start this entire thing. So I'm going to be doing some time jumps and moving from character to character and really getting inside the mind and perspective of a character. Because one thing that's fun about reading books, they say don't judge someone until you walked in a mile in their shoes. You actually can, in some instances, walk a mile in their shoes because you get to see another person's perspective, their way of thinking. And a lot of the characters have flaws, but once again, they're like us. They're limited by their own worldview. They can only see things from their perspective. And you can stop and attempt and sympathize with somebody, have empathy for somebody for what they've gone through. But with a book, you can actually emotionally connect and mentally understand where that character was at a time they said something or how they reacted and why. I know, you know, if I'm pissed or if I'm amused, my reaction to different comments and such is going to be different than when I'm pissed off or just irritated or annoyed or that kind of, or inconvenienced, that sort of thing. So there's a level of connection you can make to a fantasy character through context clues and just knowing the character's personality, and being self-aware of your own flaws is big too, because if you're self-aware, you know this is an issue and it's something you can continually work on and try to make it something that you can gain control of rather than let it control you. So I will continue my adventures of writing and continue pushing myself in as many ways as possible mentally. So I hope you guys are doing well, staying safe. Thank you for tuning in. And come back next week and we will do another episode of The Billy Manning Show. And I hope you have a spooktacular October.